look at the news near your neighborhood. The Fairfield University Graduate and Professional Studies around the region. Now on Melissa in the Morning, WICC 600 and 95.9, the voice of Connecticut.
Plans of a flex lane on I-84 in Danbury could actually be in the near future for Fairfield County. So did you hear this announcement earlier this week? The Connecticut Department of Transportation said that a flex lane plan is now in the works. And what exactly is a flex lane plan? Well, it would basically open certain non-drivable lanes for cars for short periods of time throughout the day to alleviate traffic, which we know is a continuous problem all throughout Connecticut, really throughout the country. And so we talked to Josh Morgan, who says based on how it goes in Danbury, could the DOT use this kind of a roadmap for, I don't know, I-95? Here's what he shared.
Yeah, and thanks, Melissa, for having me. We announced recently a really innovative concept called a flex lane in Danbury on Interstate 84 between exits 3 and 7. This is a long time pain point for so many commuters traveling into or through Danbury. They know that this segment of I-84 backs up, especially during those rush hour commuting times. And really what we heard when we were doing public outreach was the community said, we need something fixed and we need something fixed quickly. So we've developed this innovative plan called the Flex Lane using the existing highway footprint without having to build additional lanes or additional capacity onto the highway, which you really think is going to make a difference during those morning and evening rush hour commutes.
So how does the Flex Lane work, Josh?
Yeah, so using the center median. So no matter which way you're traveling, that would be the absolutely far left that you could go. That currently is not able to be used as a travel lane. What we were proposing is making that available, opening it up during those morning and evening rush hours. So basically adding a travel lane to alleviate some congestion during those peak times and then closing it in the off-peak times. What that's allowing us to do is to basically add a lane to I-84 without actually having to build an additional lane in that corridor. So instead of looking at property acquisitions, building out the highway, taking decades and billions of dollars, we're going to be able to do this within the next 5 years.
Wow. Okay. So would this be considered the emergency lane of the highway?
So it's different than the shoulder. So I-84, you know, the far right, you know, there's a breakdown shoulder area for vehicles to move over. But then on the far left, near that center median where that concrete barrier is, that is what we would open up as a flex lane. We would install new signage that would very clearly indicate when the flex lane was open, when it was closed. Law enforcement would be able to patrol and pull people over just like they can patrol and pull people over now who are illegally driving in the shoulders or in the medians. So this would only be used based on traffic conditions. And really what's so unique about this concept, which is new for us here in Connecticut, but it's been implemented in other states, is being able to just use what you have, put some additional signage, put some additional technology on the roadway, but not actually widening the highway. Danbury is very dense, very developed. If we look to add lanes through that area, we would have to acquire property, go through a whole bunch of environmental permitting. So being able to use the existing median is really going to help speed this up, keep people moving, and do it much faster than some of the alternatives. And really, when it comes to the flex lane, this would just be for vehicles. Tractor trailers, heavy duty vehicles won't be allowed to use the flex lane. So it's really going to be for the sedans, the SUVs, you know, the everyday folks who were out there driving. None of the truckers will be able to use the flex lane.
Josh Morgan again, Department of Transportation is here. Is that comparable to, you know, how when you're on certain highways, I-91, for example, you have the lane that's got the diamond in it. So not everybody can drive in that. It's only for certain vehicles that you're able to use that lane. Are you talking about that where there's only certain cars or vehicles that would be able to use the flex lane?
Yeah. So the HOV lane or the high occupancy vehicle, sometimes people call it like the carpool lane.
Yes.
You know, that's open all the time. The flex lane would only be open during those peak congestion times. So the morning rush hour, the evening rush hour, you know, 2 o'clock on a Saturday, the flex lane may not be open where that HOV or the diamond lane would be open, but we would restrict tractor trailers and heavy duty trucks from using the flex lane and really try to limit it just ever when it was open and just keep it to the passenger vehicles.
And you were saying off peak versus peak times where it would be available to people. What is considered a peak time? Because that's when you said it would be open, right?
Yeah, looking at like, you know, that 6 to 9 a.m. commute, that 4 to 7 p.m. Evening type commute, and really keeping an eye on traffic conditions. So we have traffic cameras in the area. Our highway operations center, the men and women who work in that unit are staffing those cameras 24/7, 365. So not just having this set on a clock that every day at 5 a.m. the flex lane opens, maybe we can open it sooner or we don't need to open it based on what the real-time travel conditions are showing. So it's really going to be an innovative solution that we think is going to make a really big difference for the greater Danbury area.
And so, Josh Morgan, as you mentioned, this is going to be specifically for I-84, and it's rolling out when?
So we're finishing up design. We're looking to start construction in early 2028, and that would take 2 years. That may sound contradictory because I say we're going to do this quickly, but you know, we're going to make some improvements, make sure that median is able to handle the traffic because right now vehicles are not driving on the median. We need to install new signage, get some technology out into the field. But within the next 5 years, this should be open and completed and able for commuters to use.
And you said, Josh, before that this is something that other states have already implemented. It's the first time Connecticut's doing it, but how many off the cuff would you say other states are doing something similar?
Yeah, we've seen the success from our counterparts in Michigan, Ohio, Wisconsin. So this will be the first time for us here in Connecticut. And if your listeners want to see a video, get a fact sheet, you know, we have an animation about how this will work. It's i84danbury.com. We're really excited. We heard loud and clear through our study in the greater Danbury area that this section of 84 has really been a pain point for commuters for years, if not decades. So we're going to take this solution, try to get something completed to make a big difference within the next 5 years. And we're just really excited to see what we can do using our existing footprint and using the technologies available to us.
And again, we're talking to Josh Morgan, Department of Transportation here in the great state of Connecticut. Now, Josh, of course, I cover a lot of obviously Fairfield County news, Lower New Haven County, the Valley. Do you think if it shows success, like you said, with your counterparts, you know, other DOTs across the country that have done something similar, if we see that this is really going to help, I'm immediately thinking about an I-95, or you know, I don't even know if it is plausible for the Mayor Parkway, but you know, some of our other really busy areas across Connecticut that have also been looked at, you guys have been studying as well. Do you see a flex lane working in any other scenarios in Connecticut?
Yeah, I mean, and really, we have so many studies happening. So this flex lane from I-84 Danbury came out of a Danbury corridor study. We have similar studies happening in Greenwich, in Stamford, Fairfield to Bridgeport. Basically the full 95 corridor. So absolutely, you know, we go into these studies with open minds. We have no preconceived notions of what that solution is going to be because we want to hear from the community about what they want to see. And so FlexLane is certainly something that we're going to consider if it's going to be appropriate to use in other places. Our brilliant engineers and designers here determined that it could work in Danbury based on the vehicle traffic, the peak congestion times, and just the condition of the highway and the size of the median. So they're going to be looking at everything from A to Z, soup to nuts, to try to improve safety and alleviate congestion throughout Fairfield County, throughout the state of Connecticut. And just in Fairfield County, you know, it's not a flex lane, but, you know, we've made some improvements. If your listeners may be familiar with a lot of the backups that used to happen in Bridgeport, getting off 95 onto exit 27A to go towards Route 8, mm-hmm. you know, we've made that into a two-lane ramp. So cars are no longer queuing and backing up onto 95. We're connecting exits 6 and 7 in Stamford on 95 so people don't have to merge. They can get on exit 6, continue in the same lane, get off exit 7. It's called an auxiliary lane. So we're trying to use every tool available to us to try to improve mobility, improve safety, eliminate the congestion that plagues our roadways. And FlexLane is going to be a really good case study for us in Danbury.
So, and again, it sounds like that's sort of a roadmap, if you will, Josh, to then determine if this would be a good solution for a lot of our other congested areas, including even the lower Fairfield County area for I-95, it sounds like.
Yeah, we have so many studies. They're going to be wrapping up at the end of 2026 in Greenwich and Stamford. So yeah, we're going to be able to make an announcement, look at different project alternatives, and see how we can alleviate that congestion on the highway, maybe make some improvements to public transportation, improvements to local roads, and really just try to keep Connecticut people and goods moving safely through our state.
And Josh, if people want to stay in the know and certainly engage, like you said, there are studies going on, and this is a concept that is becoming certainly more prevalent, it seems like, in Connecticut, obviously with its first rollout for I-84, but could eventually even be a solution for, interstates like 95. Where can people go if they want to stay connected to the DOT, kind of see these concepts and be able to give feedback on it?
Yeah, our website, we have a ton of great information, ct.gov/DOT. When people get onto the homepage, there's a button called Programs and Projects. They can see what's currently in construction, what's being studied, and websites and information for each and every one of those. So a lot of great information on our website, ct.gov/DOT.
And we will link all that to our website as well and Josh's podcast on voiceofct.com. Josh Morgan, DOT, thank you so much for always keeping us in the know. And I look forward to seeing what the future holds, especially with these flex lanes. Sounds really interesting. Thank you so much.
Always a pleasure, Melissa. Thank you.
All right. And again, that is Josh Morgan from the Department of Transportation right here on WACC. We'll be right back.